Happy Valentine's Day, and welcome to Secrets Contained Within Your Heart.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Today we're talking about the secrets contained within your heart. So if you're not listening on Valentine's Day, the podcast is still relevant to you, because if you are in a relationship, or you desire to be in a relationship, or maybe you've been in a relationship and it didn't work out and you'd like to save that relationship, then this podcast is for you. And I'm here with my beautiful Valentine, Rachel. Say hi to everybody, Rachel.
Hi, everyone. Hope your heart is full of love today.
And happy Valentine's to Rachel. And my Valentine from across the globe, from India, she's called the master of Kama Sutra.
Oh, my God.
Sheena, say hello, everybody.
Hi, Flyers. My name is Sheena. Happy Valentine's Day.
And, of course, we are all here as your miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches. We love relationships, don't we?
Hell yeah. We do. And we've seen tons of relationships come back together, improve, and become just a symbol of love to others.
60 different countries, and you've worked in a lot of those countries as far as mentoring people, Sheena.
Yeah, I have worked with couples who have been divorced. I have been worked with couples. I actually had a lady whose fiance walked away from her and said, "I want nothing to do with you." Within a one and a half month, he was begging to take him back. And, you know, of course, then it was her choice. But the whole point is, anything is possible. And as we all keep saying, that it's not about attracting the same relationship again. It's about attracting a whole newer, stronger, more amazing, more compatible relationship. Because if you attract the same relationship, it's going to end up exactly where you don't want it to be.
So I think the first power or secret of the heart is heart wisdom. And what happens in a relationship, I think, is that the mind forgets all the good feelings, all the deep connection, all the specialness that two people used to share. And the mind forgets how to make people happy, how to make your partner happy. But the heart never forgets.
Yeah, imagine this. So this is the kind of fact that I think would surprise a lot of people. But when a baby is conceived in the mother's stomach around the fourth week, the heart starts beating. But guess what? There is no brain at that point of time. So imagine your heart is 10,000 times stronger in electromagnetic waves than your brain, your mind. Yet we focus all of our energy and all of our time on a conscious mind, on a logical brain, and how are things going to happen and when is it going to happen. But your heart knows things that your mind absolutely does not.
So the next power of the heart, and I think this is so important for couples, is vulnerability. You know, most of us have been hurt either in growing up or in early relationships. And we see this all the time, Rachel, with older men who have been burnt in their relationship. They've been married for 30 years and all of a sudden their wife takes off, and vice versa. And now they just don't want to get into another relationship. They're totally fearful of another relationship. And so they are afraid of vulnerability. But I think the key is that you really become unbreakable when you are vulnerable.
Yeah, when you realize the trigger in your lover, the triggers that are the sensitive ones, the ones that remind him or her of pain, and being able to openly discuss those and realize, you know, if there's an anniversary date of a pain coming up, that your heart is able to communicate in, around, and through that vulnerability.
I love the saying which says that do not express your anger, explain your anger, whether it's anger or any sort of irritation, frustration. Why do we just get upset about it? Instead, explain it, understand your triggers, and communicate those.
Well, the next power of the heart that I think is really, really important is forgiveness. And, you know, Dr. Eric Burney in Games People Play that came out in the 70s, he talks about that people oftentimes stamp collect. In other words, you did something wrong to me, so I'm going to lick a stamp and put it in my book, and I'll forgive you for it. But the stamp's still in the book. And when that book is full, the relationship is now over with. Forgiveness sets you free. People say, well, if I forgive him, I'm giving him permission. Or I'm giving her permission to continue to act that way. No, we're not talking about giving permission. We're talking about setting yourself free so that you can love deeper, love longer, love stronger.
And that's a lot of building a strong relationship, is that you realize that really bad things might have happened yesterday, but today you can make different choices and you can interact with your lover differently. And that forgiveness and brings you to that place where every day is new, every day is romantic.
So our fourth secret that we want to talk about is your heart knows how to love. People say, well, I don't know if I know how to love anymore. Of course you do. Your heart knows how to love if you allow yourself to become vulnerable and you raise your personal inner vibration of positive thoughts to their highest potential. Most people have so many negative thoughts, especially if they're going through a breakup. They have so much pain and so many negative thoughts that they don't have the freedom to and the ability to love. But once you clear yourself of those feelings, you can love your job, you can love your career, you can love your future, you can love your relationship.
Think about how you came into this world, right? Without any, you know you are loved, you know you had confidence. You think of any baby. When you're trying to take a photograph of the baby doesn't like say, oh, my arm looks chubby or my cheeks look too fat. And we always forgive and let go. So think about the fact that when you were 2 years old and probably someone took your pencil box, or, you know, when you are in kindergarten and someone like slaps you or pushes you around, it's not like you're never going to be my friend again. Yes, you get angry or upset even as a child for a few seconds, but then you let go of the grudge. And you are, the ability to love is innate within you. The fact that you are a human being means that you have the ability to love and feel emotions.
Well, one of the things we talk about is miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And most people, Rachel, they focus on the word miracle, but the heart, love, has the ability to help you transform your life, to transform your direction, to transform your behavior, to transform your beliefs, to transform every... When you deeply love, you can change any part of your life.
Yeah, it's about that alchemy, that chemical change, and whether that chemical change starts with new information implanted into the brain or starts with a shift in your behavior, it's the alchemy that transforms your love life.
So, high flyers, we often talk about connecting with source energy. And we oftentimes talk about how the mind is the conduit, the subconscious mind is the conduit that allows you to connect with source energy. But perhaps a more accurate statement is it is a combination of the subconscious mind and your heart. Your heart, when you open up your heart to love, when you love someone deeply, you know that ad on TV that says Red Bull gives you wings? Okay.
Love gives you wings.
Yeah, love gives you wings.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, things that you thought were impossible are now easy. Love is easy. Everybody says love is difficult. No, relationships can be challenging. You know, running a business can be challenging. You know, having friendships can be challenging. But love is easy. So I want to take this moment to invite you to contact us and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. If you're going through any kind of situation where you want to take your relationship, your love life to the next level, we can help you. We've helped people in 60 different countries using the power of the law of attraction and the latest in the mind sciences. We also involve ancient wisdom as well. So all of these techniques are intermingled and married together to empower you to love and receive love. Now, wait a minute. Don't you dare doubt that you can't be loved fully. Because you can. And you will. Say, I am loved fully. The love you desire is just an email away. Okay? So just send us that email because we want to help you. We help people in 60 different countries and we want to be of service to you as well. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay. So no limits, no boundaries with love.
Yeah, love cannot be selfish. It cannot be like, oh, it has to be this way or that way. It has to be boundaryless. That does not mean that you put up with things that probably you shouldn't, but in the sense that your love needs to be selfless and it needs to be boundaryless. It needs to be your best version. It can be your ugly version. The whole point is, as Robert always says, love is not...
Well, it's not a feeling, it's a verb. It's something we do. It's an action.
Yeah.
And I think with that selfless love, it's understanding that, hey, not everybody thinks the same way you do and comes to the same conclusions you do or takes the same action. And understanding that, hey, that's okay. You can still love when there's differences.
Well, the last one, of course, is, and the most important, I think it begins with self-love. I love myself. And, you know, we used to do an exercise where you would go through your body parts. It was kind of a spiritual exercise, and you would rub the area of your body where your kidneys were at, for example, on the lower back, and you would say, I love my kidneys. I love my kidneys. I'm so grateful for having kidneys that work for me day and night. I love my heart, you know. I love my vocal cords, the ability to speak my truth, and so forth. It's loving your physical body, but also loving your soul body, who you really are. Who were you before you came here? And who will you be when you leave? That's who you really are. Timeless. You are a co-creator of your reality. You can manifest literally anything you put your heart and soul into. I believe that. And that includes a wonderful, loving, happy Valentine's Day relationship. So be sure and contact us at Law of Attraction Solutions. And always
leave your phone number.
Leave your phone number. Okay. We like to call you. We like to hear the sound of your voice. I love talking to people. And when I talk to people, I understand exactly where they're at. And it's just so much easier. Anyway, we are out of time. Happy Valentine's Day. I highly recommend Sherry's Berries. I'm not getting paid for this ad. They're not paying me. But Sherry, if you're listening, you can send me a check. I'll take it. Okay. But we love Sherry's Berries, man. I don't know what they do to these strawberries, but they are like the juiciest berries you will ever eat with that chocolate. Absolutely incredible. And so just have a special day. Love each other. But let's not have a great love day on Valentine's Day and then go back to being Mr. Jerk on the 15th, okay? So anyway, you have a great day. You absolutely deserve it. And hey, by the way, be sure and join us on Instagram.
You can follow us with the Law of Attraction Solutions, and we check it every single day. If you have something you want to communicate with us, if you have any images that you want to share, please send it across. We would love to repost it and get your love showcased to the rest of the world.
Yeah. Oh, that would be, wouldn't that be nice? That would be a great idea. Okay, so join us on Instagram, Law of Attraction Solutions. You have a great day. You absolutely, always, positively deserve it. Bye-bye.